I very randomly got a screenshot of a text message from someone that we all know about something that Jason Goodman's son Landon has been doing while he's away at college.
Great.
And I know that this is making Jason very nervous.
Well, I mean, yesterday Katie told me, she's like, that should be the tease. Like, we send out something so people let you know what we're doing on the show. So I said, okay, I'll send an email to everyone but Jason.
Yeah.
Because Jason has another show here, you know, in the afternoon. And in the email, it's like, do not tell Jason. Then I get text from Jason. Josie told me that you had a separate. I'm like,
well,
oh my
God. Well, she didn't tell me. Josie said, hey, tomorrow morning.
Oh, you heard her say
it. Yeah,
okay.
I heard her say
tomorrow. It's like they call it a tease. And tomorrow morning. So I was like,
oh, never
mind.
Josie,
in the
I apologize.
Hell?
I apologize.
Well, and I got text message after text message after text message.
I got like a threat from Jason. I'm like, I don't even know what it is.
Well, he goes, it better not be dot, dot, dot. And it better not be dot, dot, dot. And he goes, for the love, please make sure it's not dot, dot, dot. And I was like, Jason, don't you know me better than that? And then at one point he wrote my name in all caps with a period. And I was like, chill.
Seriously, I still don't even know.
I can't find out
what it is. Mm-hmm. He was like threatening me. And I'm like, dude.
Get off.
But it's funny. It's like one of those things like, hey, I need to talk to you about something. They're like, I snorted cocaine last night. You're like, no, I was going to ask you if I could borrow $5. You're like, never mind that last part.
Forget I said anything.
And on top of that, you know, the story of Landon is he lied about working. In school, he has, I don't even know what's going on with him anymore. Uh-huh. I mean, he's just, I don't even know.
Well, he lied about having his job at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, in detail.
In detail, like, yeah, we're training today. I'm going to be learning the drive-through.
Didn't he say something to your wife, Carol, about, like, not liking a certain coworker?
He also, when he said, like, on Monday, I said, hey, did you work yesterday? He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, no, not yesterday. Because it was Sunday. They're not even open. he caught himself.
So that went on for a while.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, we actually spoke to Landon for the first time ever, I think, on the air about how he is constantly hitting you up, Jason and Carol, for money.
Oh, yeah. And last night he told me, guess what, Dad? I'm like, what? He said, I sold all my Lululemon shorts. I'm like, why do you have Lululemon shorts in the first place?
Well, that's where all my money went.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, Jason, that you and your wife, Carol, and the grandparents are not the only one that Landon's been hitting up for money.
Really?
Uh-huh. The screenshot I got was from our friend Nathan.
Yeah.
Landon sent him a Cash App request for $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, gosh. You already knew about that? You didn't tell us.
Oh, my God.
It's right here.
Who sent the
$1,000?
Yeah.
$1,000. Please tell me Nathan did not send it.
No. He did not send $1,000.
What did he send?
$25.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened was, I guess, remember when we put Landon on the air and we, like, he was pretty good, but
he was very good. He was very honest.
Yeah, when I learned all the stuff that he's been doing, he solicited with his phone number so listeners could provide money to Landon to help support his drinking, his vaping, his Lululemon.
to be fair, I don't think that listeners were like, yes, we're going to support that. It was, we gave him money because we thought he did a great job on the air and he was honest.
Yeah.
Well, he was honest about lying, which made us die laughing.
Yeah.
And respect him because it was like anybody else in their right mind would have been like, no, I have a job.
No, I work at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Must have
bad lying about the Lord's chicken place.
Yes. But he did. He made like a couple $100, right?
$500.
And,
wow. Because then Katie wrote some parody song from Sarah McLachlan's Angel Song that basically, you know, the song from the Animals. And it was funny, but ridiculous.
But then repeated his Cash App so that I think another influx of money.
That is correct. And it's shocking because it was like really detailed about how ridiculous it is that he's asking for money.
Uh-huh.
And it was just funny, over the top. So I kind of overheard Landon talking to Carol about Nathan reaching out to him saying, hey, something happened that day. I think he might have had somebody pass away and he didn't send the money. So Nathan was really cool about it. He's like, what's your Cash App? I want to know what it is so I can send you money. And then Nathan said, well, just request. So Landon was like, well, how much should I request from him?
So his first thought is $1,000. I would have been like, 10.
Yeah. Right. And Landon was like, well, I don't really know how much to ask for. I don't want to screw myself and put like 20 when he was planning to spend 40. So if he said that, I guess you don't get it like that. So he's like, I'm just going to do $1,000 and he can send whatever he wants to send.
Uh-huh.
Well, and this is way after. Yeah. This is a couple weeks after we did that whole thing on the air. And Nathan remembered and reached out to him.
Wow. Interesting. Well, that's what
Pigs
Nathan
get
said
fed,
to me.
Hogs get slaughtered.
That's right. Yep. Nathan reached out to me and he was like, look, I love Carol as much as any, because I think in his mind, he was like, oh, he'll probably need something because, you know, Carol's had a big month. It's birthday and anniversary and
Mother's Day
and all the things. And so even in the text message, he was like, look, I love your mom just as much as everybody else, but like $1,000.
No.
So he's like, here's 25. Throw in a case of beer for yourself.
I guess, you know, the worst thing you can say is no.
I guess.
Well, one time Landon was just, he was just so aggravating after I found out he stole all my alcohol that I said, you know what? I've had it with this. He goes, he always is asking for money. He's stealing the alcohol and everything else. So I went online to Verizon and you can pause his service because I pay for that too.
Yeah.
And it paused. And then Carol's like, we can't have that happen. What if we need to get in touch with him or something happens to him on the road? But I'm thinking to myself, well, just like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, nobody had phones. None of us had the phones, and we survived.
Even pause service, you can still call 911.
Well, and also, so like, everybody else has phones. So God forbid he needed to get in touch.
He was with a friend.
You could just say, let me borrow your phone.
Yeah, and 911 again, you can use with any phone. Yeah. Even if
and
it's
I think
not
even Starlink covers that, even if you don't have a signal. And so I paused it. We really showed him. I paused it for an hour.
Wow.
Ooh.
There's the man of the house right there.
Thank you, Matt.
Tip of the cap to you, sir.
Carol's like, don't do that and send him $1,000. Like, yes, ma'am.
Right now.
I will put my foot down gently, but
gently.
Down.
He won't feel the foot on him at all. But
can I read the text message?
The foot's in the area.
Please.
Of him.
I just got from Carol.
Yeah.
Just got this.
Just now?
Just now.
Good morning.
Carol, just call in.
Why did you leave the garage open? Oh, no, that's for me. Okay. No more money for Landon.
Oh.
No, it's not even a joke. I'm pissed. Why? What's going on? Was my response.
Uh-huh.
And then I got 9 messages. It's the same Nothing has changed since yesterday. Did you say something to him? I just told him yesterday before he left that he needs to load his own dishes. He has piles of trash in the recycling bin in his room. Then I have to pull it out. Total bullshit. The trash is overfilling. He acts like it's normal that his toilet is broken. If I go upstairs and his room is a mess, I'm going to lose it. Why the hell is he away? I have no idea that he was away. He needs to work. I said, I said,
well, where'd he go?
I don't know.
Y'all don't know where he is.
Do you know where your son is?
I said, I did say something to him several times, especially yesterday. I said, you're not eating unless you clean your room. And he goes, well, it just was going on and on about like, this is a nightmare.
You know, it's be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
Because he was so meek and mild. You're like, Landon's got to live more. He's got to like talk to more girls. He's got to be a little more out there. And then he's out there.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
He is living his best life.
Yeah, come back, Landon, come back.